Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, a first interview with Joan Ankrum, the former art dealer, actress, and perhaps a number of other things we'll find out through the interview. This is the first session in a projected probably three sessions. The interview is being conducted by Paul Carlstrom at Ms. Ankrum's home on Orange Grove Boulevard in Pasadena, and the date is November 5, 1997. What am I leaving out? I guess nothing. This is tape one, side A. Oh, and I should mention is that this interview is being supported, underwritten by our mutual friend, your admirer, Beth Broderick, of I believe it's called Regardless Films or Productions. That's her company. So this is nice. It's the entertainment industry actually then supporting an historical endeavor. What we want to do, Joan, as we were discussing earlier, is to, in the time available to us, some 4 hours perhaps, really meet you, be introduced to you in a more complete way than I think most people have been. And this is our opportunity, it's my opportunity. And one of the things that you mentioned, and I think we may as well just get it out there on the table, so to speak, right in the beginning. You've mentioned, I've certainly sensed, and this has been reinforced by Beth Broderick's interest in seeing this interview being done, that you've run into a number of women, presumably younger women, who somehow see you as, well, as a, maybe as a role model, but there's something about your life that they admire, that attracts them, that perhaps they find inspiring. Anyway, before we go back to the beginning, why don't you make some, if you want, some comments on that? You said that this has been your experience. Women come to you and when they meet you and say, gee, you're something special.
Well,
why is that?
I don't know. I've always had a nice relationship with women, strangers or close friends. I've always had a very warm, natural, affectionate attitude toward women, but it became much more pronounced when I changed my whole life from a career in the theater to a career in the art world. Although my professional career really began in the theater when I was quite young. It began when I was 17. And at that time, of course, I became involved emotionally with my teacher director at the Pasadena Playhouse. And it influenced me to a great degree.
Who was that? Who
was that? That was Morris Ankrum. And so I had a life with him, but a life which actually led to a rebellion because of the domination and the completely possessive attitude. So I had to break away from that after several years of marriage, many years of marriage. I had to break away from that in order to pursue stronger and more real relationship with an actor who became so involved in my interests and pursuit in the art world, which was initialed by my sponsorship of Morris Broderson. So I had to take many risks in my